From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called on the UN to hold Tehran accountable for violating Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after another missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
There was a missile shot into Saudi Arabia. The believed target was the airport or somewhere close by the airport. Imagine if that had happened here in the United States. It's shocking. I don't think it should surprise any of us that the government would consider that to be a potential act of terrorism.
The White House Wednesday warned such attacks threaten regional security. Iran denies supplying missiles to Yemeni rebels. University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said changes in Saudi policy are part of a regional realignment.
The Saudis, under the Crown Prince, is basically saying we want to go the modern way. Clearly, he's aligning himself strongly with the United States and also with the Israelis.
The Security Council is to meet later Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen after the Saudi-led coalition closed the country's sea, land, and airports to halt the flow of weapons. Jens Larke is with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
And if these channels, these lifelines, are not kept open, it is catastrophic for people who are already in what we have already labeled the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. The U.S. has indicated tentative support for a boost in the U.N. peacekeeping presence in Central African Republic, where the mission has been rocked by repeated allegations of sex abuse. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, before leaving for China, warned the North Korean leadership its nuclear and missile capabilities aren't making it safer, but placing it in grave danger. Speaking to the South Korean National Assembly, the president called for international action to rein in the North's banned programs.
We call on every nation, including China and Russia, to fully implement UN Security Council resolutions, downgrade diplomatic relations with the regime, and sever all ties of trade and technology.
The president, in a message to Pyongyang, warned it not to underestimate the U.S. and its allies. Mr. Trump's five-nation, 12-day Asia trip has been dominated by the twin issues of North Korea and trade. The European Union's top foreign policy official, Federica Mogherini, met with U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill, telling them the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement cannot be renegotiated, and called for continued U.S. compliance.
So what I discussed with people on the Hill is the need for us to have the United States compliant with the deal. And I got reassurances from their sides that this is exactly the spirit in which they're working.
Last month, President Trump informed Congress he was not recertifying Iranian compliance. Congress has the ability to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region has criticized the EU for backing Madrid in Catalonia's fight for independence. Carles Puigdemont went into self-imposed exile in Belgium after the Spanish government imposed direct rule following a Catalan declaration of independence. Myanmar, also known as Burma, said a UN Security Council statement critical of the security crackdown in Rakhine State could harm its talks with Bangladesh over repatriation of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. The Office of State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi said the issue can only be resolved bilaterally. A police report revealed that suspect Devin Kelly, blamed for Sunday's mass shooting at a Texas church, escaped from a mental health facility back in 2012. Kelly died shortly after killing 26 people at the church. The motive is unclear. Freeman Martin is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
We have released that the shooter was at odds with his in-laws. We have released that the mother-in-law went to church here. And we have released that there was a conflict between those two families. We're only 48 hours into this investigation. Interviews are ongoing, and things that we release in these press conferences could affect future interviews.
Federal investigators are examining the suspect's cell phone for possible clues to the cause of the attack. Tuesday, it was announced that astronaut Richard Gordon, who flew around the moon aboard Apollo 12 in 1969, has died. He was 88. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.